Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting second. The third baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lee Thomas. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Moorhead. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Moorhead. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresud hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. Houser hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gosger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis strikes out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Moorhead covering, for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantilla hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sims settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-1 in the game. Bresut strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims strikes out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-1 in the game. Tiant strikes out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-2 in the game. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Tillman hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0-for-1 in the game. Moorhead strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gosger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton who is chasing the ball. Jones reaches third base with a triple. Gosger goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Conigliaro strikes out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Tiant covering, for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-2 in the game. Bresut hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-2 in the game. Tillman hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Moorhead covering, for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hinton strikes out. Two outs. Bill Davis pinch hits for Pedro Gonzalez. Bill Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Moran now playing second base. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0 for 2 in the game. Moorhead strikes out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Gosger strikes out. Two outs. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Jones bunts towards third. Alvis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Sims and he is safe. Jones steals second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown pinch hits for Duke Sims. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive towards short. Bressoud reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton pinch hits for Luis Tiant. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a line drive into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Dick Houser. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.